Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 17th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Last week, CNN reported SpaceX may no longer provide Starlink terminals to help Ukraine's war effort and had asked the Pentagon to pay for additional terminals. On Saturday, CEO Elon Musk tweeted an update that the service would continue for free, a stance Musk repeated to the Financial Times, adding that SpaceX will continue to fund Ukraine's access to Starlink internet indefinitely. On Sunday, India launched 75 digital banking units in small towns and villages across the country to bring financial services and literacy to more people. The DBUs are brick-and-mortar facilities with tablets and internet in partnership with more than 20 public and private banks. Services for individuals and small businesses include managing savings accounts, making transactions, accessing loans and insurance, and more. A fire at a South Korean data center over the weekend caused a disruption for more than 53 million users worldwide. KakaoTalk, South Korea's top messaging app, which also facilitates online payments, ride-hailing, gaming, and login verifications, was down during this period. As of November 1, 2021, reportedly more than 90% of the country's 51.71 million people use the app. The South Korean president described the impact of Kakao's outage as no different from the national communications network, and a deputy spokesperson said the presidential office will launch a national task force to discuss the messenger service's outage. Now 3 weeks after Australian telecommunications company Optus revealed a cyber attack put personal data of more than 10 million customers at risk, customers continue to receive conflicting information. Initially, they were told they would not need a new passport, but were reportedly informed at 4 p.m. on Friday they'd no longer be able to use passports through the National Document Verification System, and they'd be blocked for 3 years past their expiry date. Optus further said there'd be specific circumstances when customers would be reimbursed for passport replacements, but the process has not yet been formalized. Announced in a press release, Kanye West is buying social media platform Parler, entering into an agreement in principle expected to close later this year. This action follows West getting locked out of his Instagram and Twitter accounts over controversial posts. In 2021, Parler was removed from the Apple App Store and Amazon's web hosting service, only reinstated after Parler agreed to more closely moderate the platform. MasterCard is launching a program enabling financial institutions to offer cryptocurrency trading to clients. MasterCard's offering will act as a bridge between crypto trading platform Paxos, which is already used by PayPal, and banks, with MasterCard handling security and regulatory compliance. MasterCard's chief digital officer, Jordan Lambert, told CNBC, "A lot of consumers out there are really interested in this, but would feel a lot more confident if those services were offered by their financial institutions." Apple Music's spatial audio launched last year on devices including the Mac, iPhone, HomePod, and Apple TV, and soon it will also be available on select Mercedes-Benz vehicles. It'll be integrated with the MBUX infotainment systems in the Mercedes-Maybach S-Class, the EQS and EQS SUV, and more. Spatial audio will only be available to vehicles equipped with a 31-speaker Burmester 3D or 4D sound system, which is an added cost of $4,550 or $6,730. Google added YouTube to the list of its apps to have iPhone and iPad home screen widgets available. There's one dedicated entirely to a search bar for YouTube, and a quick actions one, which includes the search bar, but also access to home, shorts, and subscriptions. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered yet another Twitter test, this one being a new method of limiting who can mention or tag users in a tweet. One option allows selecting either anyone or just the people they follow to at mention them, or users can opt to turn off mentions from anyone, which includes followers and people they followed. This is a separate option from the ability to untag yourself from conversations or the one preventing non-followed users from retweeting or replying to tweets. It is not clear how many users are in the current test or if the feature will roll out to everyone in the future. Spain's competition watchdog opened an investigation into Dutch online travel agency Booking.com over potential anti-competitive behavior following complaints from the Spanish Association of Hotel Managers and the Regional Hotel Association of Madrid. The watchdog has up to 18 months to reach a decision from the investigation, which includes whether Booking.com is imposing unfair trading conditions on hotels in Spain. Razer is bringing noise-canceling wireless earbuds to PlayStation and Xbox. The Hammerhead Hyperspeed has active noise cancellation, a dual environmental noise-canceling microphone, a battery that can last up to 30 hours, and the earbuds will come with their own charging case. Each console gets a branded edition, but the Xbox version will work with either console, whereas the PlayStation 1 will only work on the PlayStation. They'll be available in November for $149.99. According to Deadline, Comcast is shutting down its gamer-centric G4 channel again. In a letter, Comcast Spectacor CEO Dave Scott told employees, "Viewership is low and the network has not achieved sustainable financial results." This latest version of G4 launched November 16, 2021. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.